You say, why is the humanity of Christ important? Because it helps us to understand who Jesus Christ was. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And you know, there's something amazing about the humanity of Christ, and I think it's really the most amazing thing about Jesus Christ is the fact that he was man. Because when we look at the Bible, we see, okay, God is God. I mean, he's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's all present. He created the entire world. He knows the end from the beginning. I mean, he has need of nothing. And when we think of the greatness and power of God, it's amazing and mind-boggling to think that God could become a human being. Now, some people just refuse to believe it. Because it's so amazing, because it's such a phenomenal thing, they look at that and say, well, that can't be true. There's no way Jesus Christ was really God in the flesh. But the Bible's very clear in so many places that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. For example, 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. I mean, tell us, look, God was manifest in the flesh. You know, and the Bible tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 1:8, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Jesus Christ was God, but the amazing thing is that how can God become man?